应该跟大家说圣诞快乐。
We should also say Merry Christmas to everyone.
我发现很多人的眼睛就开始来回转。圣诞节是十二天。
Everybody, I know, see people are looking back and forth. Actually, Christmas lasts for 12 days, right?
所以说你可以继续跟人讲圣诞快乐。
So you can still say Merry Christmas.
所以我还可以说，如果你明天晚上不来呢，我今天赶紧就跟你讲新年快乐。
And so if you're not planning to come tomorrow night, I also want to take the opportunity to say Happy New Year.
所以明天晚上我们可以再一块来讲，过了十二点钟我们可以大家一块来庆祝。
And so for those who are able to come tomorrow night, we can wish each other a Happy New Year tomorrow night when the New Year starts.
好，我们今天来开始我们的正道。我们先这样讲，你觉得教会中间有哪一件事情？教会中间，你作为基督徒有哪一件事情你肯定要做的？
So as we begin our time of teaching from God's Word this morning, I want to ask you a question. What do you think is the most important thing that the church can do? The one thing that the church cannot possibly lack.
所有的教会都会做。
And all of the churches will do it.
什么事情？
What is that?
敬拜。哇。
Very good. Worship. That's right.
还有谁刚才讲了一句什么？
Who?
传福音。
Also evangelism, yeah.
你一看就会知道这是恩赐何在，就知道这些人。
So you know if some of her, you can see by her answer that she's reflecting the gift that God has given her.
敬拜。
Worship.
敬拜主是没有教会不能缺少的。
Worshipping God is the one thing that a church cannot do without.
要不然大家为什么，你有没有想过你为什么每个礼拜早上到礼拜天早上主日好不容易可以睡个懒觉，一定要早上起来，一定要把孩子打醒，一定要逼着他们快点吃饭，快点穿好衣服，赶紧把全家黑个脸，把全家都塞在车上，让他们来教会。
Have you ever thought about why it is that on Sunday morning when we have a wonderful opportunity to sleep in, that instead we get up early, we get the kids ready, we eat breakfast as quickly as we can, we throw everybody in the car and we race off to church?
我们为什么要来敬拜？
Why is it that we come to worship God?
什么叫做敬拜？
What does worship mean?
或者是我们还有一个词叫做崇拜。
There's another way of saying it.
敬拜。
There's two different words in Chinese, but English is all translated as worship. Yeah.
所以从广义的定义呢，就是当你把你的智力、你的感情、你的时间、你的能力中间呢最高、最精华的部分，把它献给某个对象的那个行为，这就是敬拜。
So worship is this idea that we put everything we have within us, all of our emotions, our intellect, our will, our desires, all of it directed toward one object. This is what we would call worship.
所以说敬拜对象特别的重要。
So it's very important, the object of our worship.
因为你会模仿你所敬拜的这个对象。
Because we will end up imitating.The one that we worship.
我们敬拜的对象可能会改变我们的生命。
And the one we worship can end up transforming our lives.
这就是为什么家长，我们作为父母的就特别的担忧我们孩子读的书，还有看的电影，他平时他们的所谓的偶像。
This is why we as parents are concerned so much about the types of movies that our kids watch, the types of entertainment that they're involved in, because they may end up imitating.The heroes that they see in these things.
这就是为什么是如此这样警告我们。
This is why the Bible says to us.
我们大家一块来读哈。
Let's read this together.
先读中文。造他们要像他们一样，凡靠他们也必如此。
This is speaking of idols here. It says those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them.
难怪这个实际上是一个在基督徒生命中间是最大的属灵征战。
No wonder this is actually the greatest spiritual warfare that Christians participate in.
上帝跟撒旦在末世最后的征战，其实到最后归根结底就为了一个问题。
Actually, as we understand, God and Satan are at war ultimately over one question.
我们的敬拜对象究竟是谁？
And that is, who is the object of our worship?
这也就是成为完全人的耶稣基督，他曾经在这个世上，在旷野中被撒旦试探的时候，他面临的问题。
This is the same question that Jesus, who was the perfect person, faced when he was experiencing temptation in the wilderness.
马太福音第四章记载，当时撒旦就把耶稣带在世界上的最高最高的山峰上去。
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4 that Satan took Jesus and placed him on a very high point so that he could see all of the surrounding lands.
然后说将世上的万国和万国的荣华都指给他看。
And he allowed him to see all of the kingdoms of the world and all the glory of these kingdoms.
然后就跟他说，你若俯伏拜我，就把这一切都赐给你。
And then Satan said, if you will bow down and worship me, I will give it all to you.
其实撒旦特别的狡猾，如果他能赢了耶稣在这件事上，人类就没有盼望了。
Actually, Satan was very, very tricky because he knew that if he could conquer Jesus on this one point, then human salvation would not have been possible.
这也是在第一世纪末当时的基督徒他们所面临的挑战。
This is the same challenge that the early Christians faced in the first century.
因为当时的罗马皇帝
Because the Roman emperor at that time
当时呢就来对他们有非常大的迫害。
The Roman emperor laid out very severe persecution on the Christians.
因为他们敬拜耶稣基督。
Because they worshiped the Lord Jesus.
所以今天在耶稣第一次到来，我们知道我们圣诞节庆祝耶稣的第一次到来和他将来再来的这个之间。
So we know that in the period of time from the first time Jesus came, which we remember at Christmas, until the time that Jesus comes again,
这也是我们面临的选择。
This is also the same challenge that we face who live in this period of time.
撒旦要我们教会来敬拜他。
Satan wants us and our church to worship him.
这中间有荣华富贵的这种诱惑。
And he'll use all kinds of ways to try to draw us into worshiping him.
他用金钱、用效率、用能力、地位、名誉还有享受，这样子来诱惑我们。
Maybe pleasure, maybe riches, maybe fame, different kinds of things to try to get us to worship him.
甚至繁忙。
And sometimes busyness.
一切一切，只要我们不把注意力放在上帝那边，就是把注意力放在撒旦那边。
All of these things are all an attempt to get us to take our attention, the focus of our attention away from God and to put onto Satan.
撒旦也用公然的这种迫害和反对。公开的这种迫害和反对。
And also, Satan uses open persecution.
你会知道美国现在这个社会风气是越来越不正，对基督徒也越来越不友善。
I think we all can appreciate that the American society is less and less tolerant and accepting of Christians.
我不知道在过去这么多天你跟多少人讲过圣诞快乐。
I don't know how many of you during the past week or two have actually said the words Merry Christmas to someone in public.
或者听到别人跟你说过圣诞快乐。
Or have actually heard someone else in public say Merry Christmas to you.
对，在这个社会中间讲这个，这样在圣诞节讲圣诞快乐都很难。
It's becoming very difficult to say Merry Christmas in public to someone else at this time of year.
我们也知道一个教会曾经想在 King of Prussia 想建立教会，就遭到了百番的阻挠。
We know that there was a church some time back that wanted to establish their meeting place here in King of Prussia, and they faced every kind of obstacle.
但是一个赌场可以在 King of Prussia, 他说偷偷摸摸就可以建起来了。
But then at the same time, a casino can set up shop in King of Prussia without much stopping them.
所以经济利益是美国现在最重要的。
And so economics sometimes becomes the biggest factor.
在这种环境中我们要敬拜谁？我们台福教会，我们中间的弟兄姐妹，我们要敬拜谁？
In this kind of a situation, who are we going to worship? Who is the object of our worship here at EFC Philadelphia?
曾经被诱惑的耶稣基督给了我们答案。
Jesus, who was once tempted in this very area, gives us an answer.
这就是他对撒旦讲的，他说要拜主你的上帝，唯独侍奉他。
Jesus said to Satan, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve Him only.'"
约翰也同样给我们答案。
John also gives us the answer.
就在他所写的启示录中间。
In the book of Revelation that he wrote.
学者说启示录是约翰被囚禁在拔摩岛或者在以弗所，大家不知道究竟哪个地方，在公元92到96年之间写下来的。
At the time that John wrote the book of Revelation, he was incarcerated on the island of Patmos, not far from Ephesus, and between the years 92 and 96.
他来激励在大迫害中挣扎的基督徒，让他们在这种情况下过忠于上帝的信心生活。
He wrote to encourage Christians who were in the midst of severe persecution so that they would have the courage and strength to live a good testimony for Jesus.
约翰如何激励当时的基督徒，让他们在这种大迫害中仍然选择敬拜上帝呢？仍然选择上帝呢？
How is it that those Christians who lived in the midst of significant persecution were able to still choose to worship Jesus?
他就描述在永恒之中对上帝的敬拜。
And that is John described what worship looks like in eternity, what worship of God looks like.
不知道多少人读过启示录。
How many people here have read the book of Revelation?
多少人读过？
Huh? How many people have read it before?
好，如果没有读过，回家要快点读。
If you have never read it before, I encourage you to go home and find some time soon to read it.
特别一个挑战，你从敬拜的角度开始读。
Especially, I want to challenge you to read it from the perspective of worship.
有没有人知道启示录在写敬拜？
How many people were aware that one of the big themes in Revelation is this idea of worship?
因为它很多篇幅都在讲敬拜。22章有12章都是在讲敬拜。
In fact, the theme of worship shows up throughout the whole book. Out of 22 chapters, 12 of them describe worship.
中间那个希腊文敬拜那个希腊文在整个圣经中间是出现次数在启示录中间出现次数最多在新约中间出现最多的。
In fact, the Greek word that's translated into English as worship appears the most times out of the whole New Testament. It appears the most in the book of Revelation.
出现了24次。
24 times that word is used.
远远超过所有其他的新约作者。
Vastly exceeding the number of times that same word is used in the rest of the New Testament.
上帝跟撒旦的冲突的表现是在敬拜上。
In fact, worship is the setting for the conflict between Satan and God.
是整个启示录的这一个主线。
In fact, it's the main theme that weaves its way through the book of Revelation.
每次上帝战胜撒旦，或者撒旦所代表的反对上帝的那些社会、经济、政治体制，还有宗教体制的时候。
Every time the Lord is victorious over something that Satan throws at him, or every time Satan is trying to stir up people in society and things to oppose God,
那个场景就从敬拜撒旦就变成了敬拜上帝。
It all,
so, 这个 scene.
Oh, the scene ends up describing people worshiping God.
Yeah. Right. 所以约翰如何在启示录来激励他们对上帝来坚定信心呢？
So how is it that John was able through the book of Revelation to encourage people, to inspire people to worship the Lord?
就是给他们鲜明的对比。
That is that he gave them a very obvious object of their worship.
他来对比敬拜上帝所带来的安康和对撒旦来敬拜所带来的苦难。
And that is, he was contrasting the joy and the peace that comes from worshiping God versus the darkness that follows worshiping Satan.
敬拜上帝的荣耀跟敬拜撒旦的这个黑暗。
Comparing the glory of worshiping God with the darkness of worshiping Satan.
来对比敬拜上帝的这个永恒和敬拜撒旦的这个短暂。
Describing the eternal nature of worshiping God versus the temporary nature of worshiping Satan.
约翰今天给我们的答案就是当为了约翰他所就是那些天使当时约翰看到异象天使为他们来解释这个异象的时候天使就如此跟约翰说。
So the answer that John brings us comes to us in the scene that unfolded as the angels were worshiping God.
天使两次都跟约翰如此说因为约翰想拜他。
There were two instances in the book of Revelation in which John was moved to begin worshiping the angels themselves.
他说千万不可。
And the angel said, do not do it.
千万不可拜我。
Do not do it.
你要敬拜上帝。
You must worship God.
你要敬拜上帝。
You must worship God.
无论环境如何我们要敬拜上帝。
No matter what situation we may be in, we must worship God.
你跟周围人说你要敬拜上帝。
Say to the people next to you, you must worship God.
跟周围人讲你要敬拜上帝。
Say to the person next to you, you must worship God.
是我们一直在考虑思考台福的意向。
As we've been thinking for a long time about the vision of EFC Philadelphia,
我们已经完成了祷告和传福音。
We've been thinking previously about prayer, about evangelism.
我们今天要开始一个敬拜的系列。
We're going to be thinking now for a few weeks a series about worship.
我问主，我说到底从哪里走？敬拜太多了，这个题目太大了。
As I was praying about this, I realized there are so many places in Scripture that we could go for guidance about worship.
主说你来到我荣耀的宝座面前。
And God called me to come before His glorious throne.
这就是在启示录中间，没有哪个地方更能写到在天上的敬拜。
And this is actually described for us beautifully in the book of Revelation. There's nowhere else in the Bible that describes it so well.
所以我们的教会的敬拜只能有一个对象。
So the worship in our church can only have one object, can only be directed toward one person.
就是上帝。
And that is God.
不是我们自己的才华，不是我们的能力。
Not our own abilities, not our own resources or wealth.
也不是为了我们的名誉，不是为了哦，我们台福教会好了不起，有这么好的敬拜团队。
And not for the purpose of our own reputation as a church, for people to think, wow, we have such a great worship team.
不是为了我们自己，而是为了上帝。
It's not about us, it's about God.
为什么？
Why?
因为只有上帝才配得我们的敬拜。
Because God alone is worthy of our worship.
上帝如何配得我们的敬拜？
So how is it that God is worthy of our worship?
我们来纵览启示录中间所展现的天上的敬拜。
We're going to look very quickly at the description of heavenly worship in the book of Revelation.
我们今天会看很多的经文，但是我中间会有很简洁的解经。
We're going to look at a lot of different scriptures, and I'm going to interject a few brief explanations here and there.
我盼望着今天上帝会用他自己的话语给我们一个美好的图画。
My desire is that God will give us a beautiful picture of worship through His Word today.
一个荣耀的图画。
A glorious picture.
让我们在2013年的时候，我们所有的敬拜都不再一样。
So that throughout the year 2013, our worship here at EFC will be different.
首先，上帝配得我们敬拜，因为他自己是至高至圣。
One of the first reason why God is worthy of our worship is that He is most holy.
在启示录第四章中间就记载，约翰就被圣灵感动，看到教会将来敬拜，他看到上帝在他的宝座上。
In Revelation chapter 4, John was deeply moved as he saw worship unfolding before the throne of God.
有四个活物，四个活着的生物，也是代表上帝一切的创造。
There were four living creatures there who represented collectively all of God's creation.
中间看说到他们的敬拜。
And here's a description of their worship.
在第四章第八节如此说。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 8 reads like this.
好，我们先读英文，再读中文。
We'll read first in English and then together in Chinese. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
我想我们嗓门大一些好不好？
Let's read this as loud as
we can. 在天上的敬拜，那一块儿请。圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主全能的上帝。昔在、今在、以后永在。Amen. 经历四个活物开始高声的呼喊，圣哉、圣哉、圣哉。
You can imagine the four living creatures shouting out, holy, holy, holy.
因为希伯来语本身这个原文，他们这个本身在希伯来文化之中，他们没有那个最高等的比较。
In ancient Jewish culture, they didn't really have a way of stratifying different levels of greatness.
当他要强调那最最圣洁的时候，他就圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
As their best way of describing it in their own culture was to say holy, holy, holy.
就像我们说棒棒棒。
Just like we might say excellent, excellent, excellent.
这就是最好，最最圣洁。
This is the way of describing the extreme, the best, the greatest.
以赛亚先知知道上帝的神圣。
The prophet Isaiah understood the holiness of God.
他曾经在异象中看到上帝荣耀的宝座。
He once had a vision in which he saw the holy God seated on his throne.
他看到有六个翅膀的撒拉佛，就像刚才我们所说的四个活物一样，有六个翅膀。
He saw living creatures that were described as seraphs, and they had six wings coming out of them.
他听到他们的呼叫，就是圣哉、圣哉、圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光。充满全地。
And he heard them saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory.
他从此就领受了上帝的呼召，上帝的差遣，做耶和华的先知。
And then from that moment, he received his calling to be a prophet of God.
摩西也知道上帝的如此的神圣。
Moses also understood the holiness of God.
因为他想亲眼看到上帝的荣耀。
He wanted to see God's glory in person.
上帝就跟他说，你不能看到我的脸。
And God said to him, "You cannot see my face."
没有人可以看到我的脸，仍然可以活在出埃及记第三十三章。
In Exodus chapter 33, God said, "No one can see my face."
所以说，当耶和华的荣耀经过的时候，圣经就说，耶和华把摩西藏在岩石的缝中，用手遮盖他。
And so the book of Exodus records that as the glory of the Lord passed in front of him, God hid him in the cleft of a rock.
这样子来保护他，当上帝经过之后，荣耀过了之后， 摩西看到的是上帝的背。
And in this way, Moses was protected so that as God's glory passed in front of him, he ended up seeing God's back.
可如此的神圣的荣耀就已经够了。
But this kind of glory was already enough.
摩西认识到上帝的荣耀，他就有力量带领以色列人走过旷野。
And Moses, from this experience, saw the glory of God and then had the strength to lead the people of Israel through the wilderness.
彼得也同样的知道。
Peter also understood.
在路加福音第五章这样讲，当西门彼得看到耶稣打鱼的，就说让他们能够打很多很多鱼这样的一个神迹。
In Luke chapter 5, it's recorded that after Peter saw the miracle in which Jesus had enabled them as fishermen to bring in a huge catch of fish,
彼得就说，主啊，离开我，我是罪人。
Peter immediately said, Lord, go away from me, I'm a sinful person.
上帝是至高至圣。
God is holy and exalted.
没有人能和他相比。
No one is like him.
他与我们是全然的不同。
He is completely different.
敬拜上帝的人要知道自己的污秽。
Those who worship God need to understand how filthy they are.
所以我们来到上帝圣殿，我们就带着敬畏的心。
So that as we come into God's presence, we bring an attitude of reverence.
但是常常的是我们对上帝不够敬畏，对人却怕得不行。
But oftentimes we are not reverent toward God, but at the same time we're very fearful of what other people think.
我们怕人的评论，怕人的冷落。
We are afraid of other people giving us the cold shoulder. We're afraid of people judging us.
这就是撒旦最喜欢的。在这个时刻，当你害怕，当你不敬畏上帝，你怕人的时候，你就开始敬拜撒旦。
Satan loves this situation because when we stop fearing God and having reverence toward Him and start being very afraid of other people around us, this is one of the ways in which we direct our worship toward Satan.
所以上帝的儿女只应当敬畏上帝。
So the sons and daughters of God, the children of God, should only fear and reverence God.
所以我们带着敬畏的心来到上帝的面前。
So we bring a heart of reverence when we come into God's presence.
所以上帝配得我们的敬畏，因为他至高至圣。
So God is worthy of our worship because He is most holy.
而且他也存到永恒。
And also because He is eternal.
他存到永恒。
He is eternal.
我们刚才同样的经文说到。上帝是昔在、今在、以后永在。
The passage of scripture we just read from Revelation tells us that God who was and is to come.
因为对他的敬拜因此是永恒的。
And so therefore the worship directed toward him is eternal.
启示录第五章下面又在谈到敬拜，说到当时约翰听到天上地上所有被造之物都一块来呼喊，我们来一块来读那个 underline 下面划线那个地方。
In Revelation chapter 5, the scene goes on as John describes the worship of all people before God. We'll read together what is underlined here.
还是用英文。
To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.
愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权柄都归给坐在宝座上的那位和羔羊，直到永永远远。第七章，再接着读。
And we'll read continuing in Revelation 7. Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
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 颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、
尊
贵、全
能。
力量都归于我们的上帝，直到永永远远。
阿门。
永永远远，唯有他是永恒的，其他一切都会消灭。
Forever and ever, only God is eternal. Everything else will come to an end one day.
唯有对上帝的敬拜是永恒的，其他的一切都会消失。
Only worship of God will continue forever. All other activities will cease.
有人甚至说，教会里边所有的事工只有一件可能会存到永恒。
People say that out of all the things that the church is involved in as various kinds of activities, there's only one that will continue forever.
那就是敬拜。
And that is worship.
我要这样讲，可千万不要说，那我就不传福音了。
So as I say this, please don't think, well, then I don't need to preach the gospel.
只是用这个来说，这是永恒的，你要学习敬拜。
The idea here is that we need to appreciate that worship is eternal.
所以敬拜上帝是我们一个永恒的职业。
And so we can say that worshiping God is our eternal calling.
又是我们永恒的享受。
And this is also our, an eternal blessing for us.
如果你不太喜欢敬拜，我曾经听人说你在天上真的是会很乏味。
I've heard people say that if you don't like worship, then you're going to have a really tough time in heaven.
所以让我们今天就开始来投资，在永恒中间来投资。
So let's start to invest in eternity now.
在上帝的宝座前学习敬拜。
And that is that as we come before the throne, we learn to worship God.
所以上帝配得我们的敬拜。
God is worthy of our worship.
因为他第一。
For, number one?
第一是什么？
What was number one?
他至高至圣。Wow, 至高至圣。
Because he is most holy.
第二。
Number two.
存到永恒，永远都可以。
Because he is eternal.
哇，不错。
Very good.
第三呢，是因为他。
The third.
他创造万有。
Is that he created everything. He created all.
他创造万有。
He created everything.
约翰看到24位长老，这还在第四章，看到24位长老的敬拜。
In Revelation chapter 4, John saw 24 elders worshiping God.
这24位长老是代表从过去到永恒所有上帝的子民。
And these 24 elders are representatives of all of God's people throughout all time.
他们是如此的敬拜。
And here is how they
worship. 他们在高声呼喊。
They said together,
四章第十一节，我们先读英文。
You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power.For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.
我们的主，我们的上帝，你配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄，因为你创造了万物，万物因你的旨意被创造而存在。然后天使的话也在第十四章第七节。
And then in John 14, the angels say, worship him who made the heavens, the earth,The sea and the springs of water.
要敬拜那创造天地海和水源的主。我们的主是创造的主。
Our God is a God who creates.
宇宙中一切的权柄、一切的智慧、一切的美善、美丽、荣耀都是出于他。
All of the wisdom and the beauty and everything in all of creation throughout the universe came from him.
借着他被他所创造的这一切的美好，让我们一瞥他在永恒中间的伟大。
So all of the everything that God created all demonstrates how great God is.
那他因此是配得所有的赞美和敬拜。
And so for this reason, He is worthy of all the praise and worship.
所以上帝是配得我们敬拜。
And so God indeed is worthy of it.
第一，他是至高至圣。
He is most holy.
第二是。存到永恒。
He is eternal.
第三，创造万有。
And he created everything.
Amen. 第四。
The fourth.
他施行拯救。
He grants salvation.
在启示录第五章，就这刚才我们读完下面，马上就开始了。
In the book of Revelation, as soon as just after the part that we had just now read,
约翰看到有一个羔羊，受伤的羔羊在宝座上。
John saw a lamb who had been slain sitting on the throne.
而这个羔羊是唯一可以读上帝的那个书卷的。
And this lamb was the only one who was worthy to open the scroll that was in front of them.
所以当时就有无数的人在那边敬拜，唱新歌。
And so there were countless multitudes of people before the throne singing a new song to the Lord.
好，我们先用英文来读。
Let's read this together.
You are worthy to take the scroll.
Oh. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood, you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开他的七印，因为你曾被杀。用自己的血从各支派、各语言、各民族、各邦国中买了人来，使他们归于上帝，又使他们成为国民和祭司，归于我们的上帝。他们将在地上执掌王权。
Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000.They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.
我又观看，我听见宝座和活物及长老周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说：被杀的羔羊配得权柄、丰富、智慧、力量、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞。然后在第七章这个地方真的是有很多，我们就只读划线的那个地方。
And then in Revelation 7, we'll just read the part that's underlined. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的上帝，也归于羔羊。上帝的子民真的是有很多的苦难可以。
The people of God experience quite a bit of difficulty in life.
我们首先是在罪中间这样的挣扎。
First of all, we struggle within sin.
然后耶稣基督为我们而死，羔羊为我们而死，就把我们拯救，从罪恶的深渊中间就如此的拯救。
And the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, died for us on the cross to rescue us from our sin.
而且作为基督徒在这个世上，你本身就有无数的挑战。
And actually, as Christians living in this world, we face countless challenges.
然后上帝就对我们有极大的安慰。
But God gives us an incredible measure of comfort.
当时这中间有许许多的人穿着白衣的，当时约翰就想知道他们是些什么样的人。
As the scene unfolded in Revelation, there were countless people wearing white robes, and John was curious to know who they were.
其中一位长老就如此跟约翰说。
And one of the elders told John.
他说这些人是从大患难中出来的，他们是从用羔羊的血把衣裳洗得洁白。
He said that these were those who had come out of the great tribulation. They've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
所以第十五节大家一块读。
So in verse 15 we'll read together. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence.
所以他们在上帝宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，那坐在宝座上的要用帐幕覆。再接着读。
Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water.And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
他们不再饥，不再渴，太阳必不伤害他们，任何炎热也不伤害他们，因为宝座上的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，上帝必擦干他们一切的眼泪。在启示录第二十一章。
In Revelation chapter 21,
从上帝的宝座就传出声音。
There was a voice that came out from God's throne.
是如此说。
And said it like, said this.
先做英文。
Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
看哪。上帝的帐幕在人间，他要和他们同住，他们要做他的子民，上帝要亲自与他们同在，上帝要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、痛苦，因为先前的事已经过去了。其实，然后上帝自己又亲自说：“我要使一切更新。”
And then God goes on to say that I will make all things new.
这就是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
过去的一年，你或许有很多的遗憾。
Maybe you have many regrets after passing through 2012.
或许是因为你自己的罪。
Or maybe because of your own sin.
但是上帝拯救。
But God is our Savior.
或许是因为你坚持行上帝的心意，你遭到迫害。
Maybe it's because you've been faithful in following God and you've experienced persecution.
朋友不能理解你。
Your friends can't understand you.
亲人可能不能理解你。
Maybe members of your own family can't understand you.
或者在教会之中，你都觉得自己受到了很多的苦。
Or maybe even serving within the church, you feel like you've experienced a lot of difficulty.
你知道上帝在给那些在苦难之中依然敬拜他的人，就会给他们安慰。
God will give comfort to those who continue worshiping Him even in the midst of difficulty.
要擦掉他们一切的眼泪。
And He will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
要把一切都更新。
And He will make all things new.
我们敬拜主的人在新的一年2013年就有如此的盼望。
So this is the hope for those of us who worship, go into the new year worshiping God.
好，我们说我们要敬拜上帝，因为上帝配得。第一是因为他。
So we worship God because.
至高至圣。
He is holy.
第二，存到永恒。
He is eternal.
第三，创造万有。
Because He created all.
第四
，Because He is our Savior.
最后一个。
Finally, the last one.
他掌管一切。
Because He reigns over all.
他掌管一切。
He reigns over all.
这实际上就是我们最大的盼望，因为上帝掌权。
Actually, this is our greatest hope because God.Is sovereign.
无论今天我们面临什么样的挑战，我们知道，现在好像表面上是某些人是在掌权，某些人是在当总统，某些人是在当国王，但是我们知道上帝掌权。
So today, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, it may seem like so and so is the president, or so and so is in charge, or so and so is the one who's calling all the shots. But ultimately, we know that God is the one who is sovereign, and He reigns over all.
或者你觉得你的公司里边是谁在掌权，但是你知道这一切一切最终都是上帝要掌权。
Maybe you feel like there's a particular person in charge of the company where you work, but ultimately, we must remember that God is the one who reigns over all.
所以启示录第十一章第七、第十五节，我们只读那个 quote 中间那个引号里边的。
So in Revelation chapter 11, let's just read the part that's underlined there.
好，英文先开始。
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Messiah, and He will reign forever and ever.
世上的国已成了我们的主和他所立的基督的国了，他要做王直到永永远远。接着读，在同样是划线的地方。
We'll read again the quote here from 11. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was,Because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign.
今在昔在的主，全能的上帝啊，我们感谢你，因你执掌大权做王了。上帝掌权做王，他最重要的一个就是在我们中间施行公义。
The greatest demonstration of God's reign is that He will work justice on the earth.
这就是。下面我们看、哦、第十五章，我知道很多人都非常喜欢这样一段经文。
I know that many people love this passage right here in Revelation chapter 15.
因为主掌权施行公义。
Because God in His reign brings justice.
我们读那中间引号中间的。
Let's read what's in the quote there. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the nations.Who will not fear you, Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed.
主全能的上帝啊，你的作为又伟大又奇妙，万国之王啊，你的道路又公义又真实。主啊，谁敢不敬畏你，不把荣耀归于你的名？因为只有你是神圣的。万民都要来在你的面前敬拜，因你公义的作为已经彰显了。在十九章，实际上是最后一篇写敬拜的这一章中间。
In Revelation 19, which is actually the last part of the book of Revelation that talks specifically about worship,
上帝已经得了完全的胜利。
God has completely been victorious.
这个地方是如此的说。
And it says, reads like this.
好，请先用英文。
After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are His judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of His servants.
此后我们听见好像有一大群人在天上大声说哈利路亚，救恩、荣耀、全能都属于我们的上帝。 他的判断又真实又公义，因他判断了那大淫妇，他用阴行败坏了世界。上帝为他的仆人伸冤，向淫妇逃流仆人血的罪。这个地方的淫妇是指的巴比伦，他讲到巴比伦，他用这样的词。
Actually, the great prostitute here is referring to the ancient city of Babylon.
实际上是指的是罗马帝国。
But actually, in reality, John was referring to the Roman Empire.
但是在永恒之中是指的所有的反抗上帝的社会、经济、政治，还有宗教体系。
But actually, within the perspective of eternity, the grand scope of time, this idea is referring to any system in the world that is opposed to God. So that would be any economic system, political system, or religious system that is opposed to the reign of God.
所以今天我们同样有这样的体制。
And so we have the same kind of system operating in our world today.
所以上帝会来，最终会来审判，这个地方判断实际上就是审判的意思。
And actually, ultimately, we can be confident that God will bring judgment even upon the systems that are operating in our world today.
在第十九章接着这些长老和所有的四个活物，我们前面在第四章已经看到的，就是来如此的敬拜，说阿们，哈利路亚。
So these 24 elders, they gathered before the throne and fell down and worshiped God, saying,
Amen,
Hallelujah.
然后我们再读下边的引号，声音从宝座出来，从引号。
Praise our God, all you His servants, you who fear Him, both great and small.
我们也大声，就以为自己在天上这样敬拜哈，上帝的众仆人呐、啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的上帝。然后再来读这个引号中间。
So now we'll read again the quote.
大声读，来赞美主。
Let's read it really loud. Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
哎呀。哦，然后第七节也能读。
Oh, we can also read verse 7. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。然后这个十九章到最后的一场征战是耶稣基督。
And then finally, at the end of Revelation 19, Jesus Christ is victorious.
中间在他的衣服跟大腿上是如此的写，万王之王，万主之主。
And on his robe and on his thigh it is written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
因为我们的主掌权。
Because our God is victorious and reigns.
我们敬拜主是因为他是至高至圣。
So we worship God because He is most holy.
我们敬拜主第二是因为他。
And we worship the Lord because He is eternal.
他存到永恒。我想大家都声音大大的这样子喊叫，好不好？他第一，他是什么？
So first, He is
至高至圣。第二，存到永恒。
He is eternal.
第三，创造万有。
He created all.
第四，施行拯救。第五，
bring salvation,
掌管一切。
And He reigns over all.
感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
有一个音乐家，他叫 George.
There was a musician by the name of George.
他曾经被社会排挤，到最后是负债累累，生活贫困潦倒。
He was largely rejected by society and ended up living in poverty.
他结果就有严重的抑郁症。
And he came to experience severe depression.
那个时候他57岁。
He was 57 years old at the time.
他的青春年华都已经过去了。
His younger productive years of his life had already passed him by.
所以生活对他非常的艰难。
And so life was very difficult for him.
有一天呢，突然他收到从朋友那边来的一叠手稿，他的朋友是一个诗人。
And so one day he received in the mail a draft of some poetry.
希望他能够作曲。
And his friend had asked him if he could put these words to music.
然后这个手稿呢，是这个手稿是完全是关于耶稣诞生啊，还有他生平事迹、死亡复活的这些圣经经文。
This extended work of poetry all was about Jesus, about his birth, about his life, about his death and his resurrection.
George 本来呢就是三心二意的，没有打算花很多精力跑去写这个曲。
Actually, George, when he received this, he didn't really plan to spend a lot of time writing some music to go along with it.
但是那个中间以赛亚先知的预言弥赛亚要来的那几句话抓住了他的心。
But within this poem, were the words from the prophet Isaiah about predicting the coming of the Savior,
Jesus.
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
他心中就充满了安慰。
And his heart was filled with comfort.
就不再忧郁了。
And his depression left him.
他心里边开始欢畅。
And he began to sing in his heart.
好像就有一种神圣的这种动力在驱动着他。
Almost as if there was a divine power that was moving him forward.
George 呢就开始来作曲。
And George began to write a melody to go along with the poetry that his friend had sent him.
一般的这种清唱剧，一般你要是有一个诗歌，然后写上去清唱剧，你要花一年的时间写。
Ordinarily, given the length of this, it would take a year or more to write music to go along with the whole thing, choral music and everything else.
结果 George 就是，他就从那天开始，他就开始把自己关在房间里，不见一个人。
But starting that day, George closed himself off in a room.
25天里边甚至有时候连饭都不吃。
And for 25 days, he didn't even eat.
25天他就完成了这个清唱剧。
And in 25 days, he wrote the entire piece of music to go along with this poetry.
但在他写这个过程中间，他时不时就在他的椅子上就跳出来，就跳往天上跳。
So it would seem that as he's writing this, he's leaping up out of his chair into heaven.
然后挥手高喊哈利路亚哈利路亚就这样叫。
And then he's raising his hands and shouting hallelujah, hallelujah.
当他完成之后他就这样说。
After he had finished this work,
他说我相信我的的确确看到天堂。
He says, I really feel like I saw heaven.
他说我相信我看到了伟大的上帝本人。
He said, I feel like I have seen God himself, the great God.
这个清唱剧就是弥赛亚。
This work of the music that I'm talking about is the Messiah.
这个 George 本人就是韩德尔。
This is George Friedrich Handel.
这就是他生命的诗歌。
This is the song that came forth from his own life.
有人说，就从他写作的时间的短暂，还有他一切这放在一起，这个应该算是音乐史上最伟大的创作。
Some people say that this could even be the greatest piece of music ever written.
你们知道他的一首歌叫这个清唱剧中间有一个大合唱。
So you know that there's one particular part, one particular really amazing choral arrangement in the middle.
那个中间所有的就是这么三段经文。
And it's actually taken right from these three verses of scripture from
Revelation. 我们大家一块来读，先用英文，再用中文。
We'll read them first in English. Hallelujah, for our Lord God omnipotent reigneth.The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever. King of kings and Lord of lords.
Hallelujah! 因为主我们的上帝全能者作王了。世界的国已经成了我们的主和他所立的基督的国了。他要作王直到永永远远。万王之王，万主之主。在这首这一个曲子，它是1741年做出来的。
This particular work of music was written in 1742.
在1742年4月13号的时候，在英国伦敦演奏的时候。
And as they performed it in London on April 13th of that year.
当唱到这个合唱曲的时候，当时的国王 George the Second.
When they got to this part of the piece.King George II was sitting in the audience.
他就站起来了。
And he stood up.
这个习惯直到今天，世界上如果听到这曲子都会站起来。
And in fact, that custom has continued even today. When audiences hear that piece, they all stand up.
我们来一同与这个世界上所有的敬拜主的人一同来赞美主，来用这首歌。
So let's use this song as we worship God.
好。